presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Carol Lombard and James Stewart in The Moon's Our Home. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. I seem to remember telling a certain young lady a few years ago that she'd never get anywhere in pictures. I believe I said she didn't take herself seriously enough. Well, I've long since eaten those words about Carol Lombard. And tonight we bow low and welcome her to the Lux Radio Theater on the arm of James Stewart, co-star in the captivating comedy The Moon's Our Home. Paramount gave it to the screen, and we give it to you now as our prescription for raising your spirits at least 100%. It's a madcap love story of two famous and rather temperamental people. One a screen star, the other a combination author and explorer. I know you'll approve our casting of Carol Lombard and James Stewart for these parts. And we have a great respect for you who are out there beyond the footlights. A great respect for your choice of plays and players, and your constructive criticism of this theater. And another thing we respect is your good opinion of Lux Flakes. What pleases me is that so many of you are self-appointed members of our research staff, because each week, a large number of you tell us about some new use that you've discovered for our product. I'm sure you've all learned that you can depend on Lux Flakes, all except perhaps a very few who haven't tried it yet. And I hope those few will learn in the very near future. Say, the first thing tomorrow morning. But the first thing on this schedule now is to raise the curtain on Act One of The Moon's Our Home, starring James Stewart as Anthony Amberton and Carol Lombard as Cherry Chester. On the lot at Paragon Studios stands the dressing room bungalow of Miss Cherry Chester, star of Paragon Pictures. In the bungalow stands Miss Chester herself. She has a wild look in her eye and a vase in each hand. The lovely voice that has thrilled audiences throughout the world can now be heard all over the studio lot.
I won't!
Stop throwing things.
I won't do it. You hear me? I won't.
You missed me, dear. You must be overtrained.
Oh, Boise, darling, I'm a beast. My own darling nurse who's taken care of me since I was a child. I might have hurt you.
There was a good chance of it.
Oh, Boise, if I ever did, oh, I'd blow my brains out.
I know, and I'd have to tidy up afterwards. Now sit down. We must discuss this calmly and sanely. Your grandmother demands that you come to New York at once.
Blast my grandmother. I'm sick of having Lucy Van Steeden run my life. Why doesn't she leave me alone?
Because she's fond of you in her somewhat specialized way. And it worries her when you get mixed up with a lot of Egyptians.
Oh, Boise, Prince Ali's only one Egyptian, a very small one at that. Lucy ought to stop reading the gossip columns. They're too old for her.
Listen to me. You know, you've got to go to New York, Cherry.
I am not going to New York, and don't call me that foolish name.
Well, Sarah Brown, then.
And don't call me that either. I don't look like a Sarah.
That's what you were christened. I was there when it happened. And Cherry or Sarah, you'll go to New York. Your grandmother gets her way. She always does.
Well, this will be a nice change for her because baby's not going. For once in my life, I'm going to do what I want to do.
She asked very little of you.
Only my right eye.
Oh, dear. Sometimes I wish I had a nice, restful job as a night nurse in a psychopathic ward.
Oh, I know. I'm awful, Boise. But I'll be an angel from now on. I promise, an absolute angel.
That's my good girl. Now run in and change your clothes. Hedda Manning from Movie Universe is coming to interview you.
I won't be interviewed. I won't do it. I won't.
Rub that lamp, my absolute angel.
Oh, Boise, you're wonderful.
Put the lamp down.
All right, darling.
That's more like it. I'll go put on something that makes you look sweet and friendly.
But I want to be aloof. I want to be mysterious.
Don't try that. You're not Swedish. Now go get dressed and stop acting like an actress.
But I am an actress, Boise. First an actress, then a woman. My art comes before anything else.
Save that for the interview, Sarah Brown. This is me you're talking to, not your press agent.
How do you do, Miss Chester?
How do you do, Miss Manning? I'm so sorry that I kept you waiting. But the moments fly by on silvery wings when one is lost in Tolstoy.
Oh, you're interested in literature, Miss Chester?
Interested? Oh, there's nothing I like better than to hide away by myself with a book. A good book.
Oh, well, you may write that down. Thank you. But frankly, Miss Chester, I'd like to do an article closer to the hearts of our readers, like love and marriage.
Yes, that would be quite original, love and marriage. Let me see. Marriage should be like a ski jump, sudden, swift, reckless. Starting on the heights, leaping into the void, never knowing the end, never caring. Breathless, defiant, exhilarating.
I see what you mean.
Oh, in love. There's only one way I could fall in love. Not as Cherry Chester, the actress, but as a plain, ordinary girl. I could only fall in love with a man I didn't know and who didn't know me. There should be nothing but us two, the man and the woman. No past, perhaps no future. Just the magnificent present.
Oh, my.
That's it. That's what I want. Oh, they're going to eat this up, Miss Chester.
Oh, Miss.
What is it, Hilda?
I'm afraid it's another telegram from your grandmother.
I thought I told you to take those telegrams and... Oh, thank you, Hilda, for bringing it to me. Just put it down.
Yes, Miss.
Well, I mustn't take any more of your time. Thank you so much. I know our readers will adore every word you've said.
Goodbye, Miss Manning. Thank you.
Well, if I recall your last interview, you were all for athletics. You hopped over a couple of fences to prove it. Romance was out, and you were wedded to the open air.
That was the last interview. But you know, Boise, there's something in what I just said to that woman.
Well, if there is, it certainly escaped me. Read your telegram.
All that about falling in love with a man you don't know and who doesn't know you. Oh, that's romance.
But not for you, darling. If I know you, he'll have to...
Boise!
What's the matter?
This telegram is... Hilda! Hilda, quick! Boise, call the railroad station and get a reservation to New York.
But what on...
Hilda, go home, pack everything. Everything. We're leaving for New York.
Oh!
Boise, don't stand there as if you were painted on the wall. Do something.
Do you mind explaining what this is all about? You'll find I understand English like a native.
It's Granny. It's my own darling grandmother. She's ill. Maybe she's dying. Oh, I've got to get to her right away. Hilda, hurry! It's Granny!
Lucy Van Steeden. Hot or cold, she gets her way.
I can't sign all your books. I'd like to, but really I haven't time. Conductor, we should have left 5 minutes ago. We're holding this train.
Sorry, Miss Chester. We're waiting for a guy named Anthony Amberton.
Hey, Anthony Amberton's here.
Anthony Amberton!
Well, that seems to interest everybody. Who is this Anthony Amberton?
He's a writer.
Movies?
Books. My wife reads herself to sleep with him.
Oh, one of those writers.
Yeah. Women of the Torrid Countries by Anthony Amberton. Below the Equator by Anthony Amberton. Igloo Nights by the author of Melee, Day by Day. Just between you and me, he gives me a pain.
Just between you and me, he gives me a bigger one.
Come on, dear. I've just bought a book for you to read. Astride the Himalayas by Anthony Amberton.
Oh, you too.
Oh, please, no, I can't. I've got to get on the train. Porter, where's my car?
Right this way, Mr. Amberton.
Oh, excuse me, not now, please. Now, I'll miss my train.
In here, sir.
Quick, will you get me out of this?
Your compartment's this way, sir.
Boy, headhunters in the jungle, autograph hunters in Los Angeles, savages everywhere. I've climbed Mount Everest, I've swum the Hellespont, I've crossed the Andes on a llama. I never went through anything like that before.
Right in here, sir.
Oh, sanctuary.
Yes, sir. Certainly it's nice to have you with us, Mr. Amberton. I'm a kind of explorer myself. I got as far as Honolulu one time.
Oh, you did? Ah, well, good for you. Well, we'll swap travelogues in the morning. Until then, I don't want to see a single soul. You understand? I'll have dinner in here.
Yes, sir. That time I was telling you about in Honolulu...
Yeah. Well, goodbye. And here, buy yourself a ukulele.
Yes, sir. Oh, we got another celebrity on board, Mr. Amberton. Miss Cherry Chester.
Cherry Chester? Well, nobody's named Cherry Chester.
Well, she says she...
Well, what is Cherry Chester? Some kind of new soft drink or something?
No, sir. She's a moving picture star.
Oh, well, I never go to pictures. Those marshmallow-faced movie stars make me sick.
Yes, sir.
Now, give me the simple, primitive woman, the woman of long silences, consuming in love, enduring in marriage.
Yes, sir. Me too.
Cherry Chester. Huh.
Anthony Amberton. Sounds like a hero in a costume picture.
Let's see that book, dear.
Anthony Amberton, The Great Adventure. I'll bet he's lost without his hot water bottle. Anthony Amberton. He makes me sick.
welcome to New York. Hello, Holbrook. Nice of you to meet me. How are things in the publishing world?
Just marking time till the next Amberton bestseller. Where's your luggage?
Oh, the porter took it. I'm waiting for that crowd to clear off the platform. I sort of wanted to sneak into New York quietly, you know, just for a change.
Oh, but Anthony, that crowd isn't
here. Don't tell me about crowds. It's been that way all the way across the corner. You know, it's a funny thing, isn't it? If I were still Samuel Smith, heir to the Smith Plumbing Supplies, they wouldn't even notice me. But now that I'm Anthony Amberton, the boy explorer, well, just look out there. Look at me.
Anthony, I'm afraid your devoted publisher is your only crowd.
Well, no, but the headhunters, look, they're out in full force.
Yes, but you see, Cherry Chester came in on this train, too.
Who? Oh, that movie marshmallow, huh? Well, she probably lives on this sort of thing. I loathe women like that. Give me the simple, primitive woman, the woman of long silence.
Well, I'm only a publisher, but I'll see what I can do.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go, as long as they aren't here to see me. Come on,
Sarah Brown.
Granny, why aren't you in bed?
Let me look at you. You're thinner. Well, we'll change that. You look fairly healthy, though.
Yes, but you're the one that's ill, I believe.
I never had a sick day in my life.
Lucy, you old folk, picture you. Lucy, you're magnificent. I thought you were dying that telegram.
It was a dirty trick, but anything's fair when you want to see your granddaughter as much as I do.
Oh, darling.
Now, what's all this I hear about you and that Egyptian prince, as he calls himself?
Well, he's got a certain right to call himself one. He is a prince.
Don't quibble. What about it?
Oh, the papers make so much of every little thing. All he wants to do is marry me.
Marry you? I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, grandmother, you modern.
You know what I mean. Anthony, Sarah Brown, are you going to marry that camel
thing? No, dear, not for a while anyway. A million years or so.
Well, that's better. Now, there's just one thing more. No Cherry Chester of Hollywood is going to stay in this house. Look at you, all powdered and painted. Your ancestors must be spinning in their graves. Now go upstairs and wash your face. And when you come down to dinner, I want to see my granddaughter. Plain Sarah Brown. Simply done hair, simple dress, everything simple.
Simple? Lucy, I'll be positively idiotic. What's for dinner besides food?
Oh, just a few old friends of the family.
Yay, paper caps and confetti.
Yeah, don't be absurd, dear. And I believe Horace is dropping in, too.
Horace? You mean Cousin Horace?
Your third Cousin Horace.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand. So that's your little plan, is it, Lucy?
Horace Dunstan is a monument of respectability.
Foes Grant's tomb, but who wants to marry it?
I said nothing of marriage.
Not yet, you mean. You've been throwing Horace Dunstan at my head since he was 10 and I was 3. And I won't marry him. I won't.
Put down that vase. Where did you ever learn such manners?
In Hollywood.
Well, you're not in Hollywood now. Put it down.
All right.
Come in.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, come in, Horace. We were just talking about you.
Oh, were you? Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Horace.
Nice to see you again. Very nice indeed.
Hi, thank you, Horace. Thank you very much.
Sarah. I've just been telling Sarah that I hope you two will be seeing a good deal of each other for the next few weeks.
Oh, I think that should be very enjoyable, very.
Oh, do you? Do you, Sarah? Slipped.
Sarah, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going out for a drive. I shall go mad if I don't. And if Horace proposes once more, I'll tear him in pieces. I swear it.
I've never seen you so upset.
Oh, Boise, I'm so tired of being Hollywood's Cherry Chester, and I'm fed up with being Grandmother Sarah Brown. Oh, to be alone on a mountaintop, alone with the snow, the sunshine, the stars, where people don't know me, where I could live and do as I pleased without interference.
That place doesn't exist, dear. Go on, have your ride. You'll feel better.
Wait a minute. What's that thing out in the street?
The carriage, dear.
The carriage. Oh, yes, I'd forgotten.
Good afternoon, Miss Sarah.
Why, good afternoon, Higgins. I see that Grandmother still disapproves of motor cars.
Yes, miss. It's the odor of gasoline.
You know, this seems like old times.
All ready, miss.
One moment while I adjust my hoop skirts and raise my parasol. Okay, Higgins, let's rip. Whee! Whee!
Amberton in person. Book department.
He's autographing books. Come on, Hattie. This is our chance.
Isn't he just too marvelous?
Well, Mr. Amberton, I can just see you stalking through the jungle.
Can you? Yeah, thanks very much. Who's next?
Mr. Amberton, will you please write something personal in my book? My husband's so jealous.
Yes, well, I... Oh.
Oh, look, Holbrook. What's the matter, Anthony?
That perfume again, smell it.
Well, what's the matter with it?
I don't know. Everywhere I go, on boats, on trains, in airplanes, women wear that perfume. Why?
Well, it's very popular. It's Cherry Blossom, named after Cherry Chester.
Cherry Chester? Well, look, I can't stand it. Come on.
Anthony!
Get me out of here. I'm sick.
All right, all right. Take it easy. We'll go out and get some air. Come on.
Where's he going?
Well, how do you feel now, Anthony?
Oh, better, thanks. That fresh air always does the trick. That stuff gets me every time. I was marooned on a plague-ridden African village once for 6 months. It had the same odor. Ever since, the smell of musk knocks me out.
Well, don't look now, but here comes the thundering herd.
Oh, no, listen, I can't face that crowd again. I'm leaving.
All right, run. I'll hold them off as long as I can.
All right, so long.
Call me at the office.
I don't know, miss. The crowd seems to be chasing somebody.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Do you mind if I get in here with you? Thanks very much. Keep going, driver. Will you? Just sit here, will you, please? Sort of let me hide behind you. Thanks very much.
Hello. What's new?
Nothing much. You don't move, please, or I'm lost.
Hey, what do you think you're doing jumping in there?
It's all right. He can pay no attention to him.
Very good, miss.
Oh, well, you're very kind. Boy, that was a narrow escape. Would you mind dropping me off further on a bit here?
I should hand you over to the police. What did you steal?
Steal? Oh, no. You think I'm a shoplifter. No, you're wrong. I haven't stolen anything.
Well, you should give it back.
No, really. I haven't, I swear. Look, it's a very simple thing to explain. All you have to do is know who I am.
Is that all? Well?
Well, take a good look at me.
All right. I'm looking at you. Now what?
You mean you don't know who I am?
Of course I don't, but I'm sure the police do.
No, but they don't.
How fortunate.
Well, I can say I'll have to explain.
Please don't. Let's change the subject. I'm sure it must be very embarrassing for you.
Oh, well, all right. Do you like New York?
Not much. Do you?
No, it's a terrible place. I'm going to get out of it, too. Somewhere where nobody knows me, where I can be alone.
No. It's funny you should say that. That's exactly how I feel.
You? Really, on the level?
On the level. Well, why are you looking at me like that?
You know, you could be quite lovely. Oh,
do you really think so?
Yeah, in a curious sort of way.
Well, are you sure you haven't seen me before? You don't know who I am?
Why, no. Is there any reason why I should?
No, of course not.
Say, tell me, is this your carriage?
Well, it belongs to my people. They don't understand me. They're trying to marry me to a man I loathe.
In this day and age? Well, that's impossible.
Well, he has a great deal of money.
Money? And they'd sell you? Well, those are dark age medieval ideas.
Well, you don't know my family. If I could only get away.
Look, I must see you again and talk to you.
You can't.
Well, who's going to stop us?
Well, I don't know, but...
Coachman, what's the matter? Keep going.
You can't. Traffic light.
Oh, a traffic light at a time like this. Now, listen, I must see you again, free, untroubled by people or convention. Just yourself.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to know your name or where you live. I won't tell you mine. Oh, listen. Look, they're after me again. Look.
Who?
That crowd, they'll tear me to pieces.
Well, get out and run. Run.
Oh, no, I'll have to. But I'm going to see you again. Now, this is a dream, but we can make it more than just a dream if you'll come.
Come where?
Well, take this card now. I'll be waiting to see you. I'll come soon. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Mr. and Mrs. Abner Simpson, Moonsocket, New Hampshire. Winter sports. Reasonable rates. Home cooking. Higgins, can you imagine?
What, miss?
A shoplifter with an address.
Did you enjoy your drive?
Oh, it was lovely, lovely. Isn't life glorious, Boise?
Haven't been drinking, have you?
Boise, are these flowers for me?
For you, from Prince Ali.
Ali, oh, how sweet. Remind me to send him a wire.
You needn't bother. He's here in New York, and he's called 16 times this afternoon.
Only 16? He's slipping.
And we're sailing for Buenos Aires tonight at 12.
Sailing tonight? Lucy's idea.
Yes, conceived shortly after the flowers arrived.
She's meddling again. I won't stand it.
Buenos Aires. Now, please don't break anything.
Buenos Aires. And why not? It must be quite lovely at this time of year.
What?
Give me that phone book. Yes, yes. The ocean voyage would do Lucy a world of good.
Horace is going, too.
Oh, dear Horace, how thoughtful, how very thoughtful of him.
Sarah, do you feel all right?
I feel perfectly swell. Go and tell my doting grandparent that I'm delighted with her plans.
All right, but I wish you'd tell me what you had to drink.
Nectar. Ambrosia. Get out, Boise. Mr. and Mrs. Abner Simpson, winter sports, reasonable rates. Oh, hello, hello, Grand Central. Can you tell me what time the next train leaves for New Hampshire? Oh, a very special place. Moonsocket. M-O-O-N-S...
In just a moment, Mr. DeMille and our stars, Carol Lombard and James Stewart, will return for Act Two of The Moon's Our Home. And now, a last-time announcement. Listen carefully, for tonight is our last offer of the Lux Flakes Gone with the Wind brooch. No wonder women are thrilled with it, for it's exquisite, an expensive-looking jewelry piece, and such a bargain. Let me tell you about it. It has the rich, authentic look of the heirloom jewelry of the Old South, for the original was worn in Gone with the Wind. It is even lovelier than the Scarlet O'Hara brooch we offered last fall, and entirely different in design. It is round and big, almost 2 inches in diameter, with a safety catch on the clasp. In the center is a big turquoise-colored stone surrounded by a circle of 5 exquisite simulated pearls. It has an antique-style gold finish, and the edge is daintily scalloped. Why, it's so good-looking that you'll want to wear it right around the clock, with party dresses, suits, and street dresses, too. Now, of course, you want to own one of these exquisite jewelry pieces. Well, it's not too late, but you must let us have your order at once. Tonight is the last time we will make this offer. Now, here's what you do. Buy a big box of new Quick Lux Flakes. They come in the same familiar box and cost you no more. Tear off the opening tab at the top corner of the Lux box. Mail this tab with 15 cents in coin, no stamps, please, to Lux, Box 1, New York City. Lux, Box 1, New York City. Be sure to include your name and address. With your brooch, we'll send an illustrated order blank showing how you can get a bracelet, ring, pendant, and earrings to match your brooch, all at wonderful bargain prices. Now remember, send the opening tab from a large box of Lux Flakes, 15 cents in coin, and your name and address to Lux, Box 1, New York City. This offer is good only in the United States.